Welcome to the Sunday Night Army Podcast with your host, Jacob.
Welcome to the Sunday Night Army Podcast. Yes, I am Jacob, and thank you for joining me on another episode in the music series. Now, before I get to tremendous music on this show today, of course, don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe on all socials. Make sure you're following and subscribe to this podcast in your favorite podcast catcher, and get to the playlist on Spotify, where all these amazing artists are an all-in-one playlist. Just get that rotation going and listen to some good music. And if you want to support the show, support what I'm doing, make sure you check out the merchandise store. The link is the link tree, which is the link in bio, in any description of the show or on all social media, all one link. You'll find it there. And there's some discounts for everybody. So go check out those links. And it gives you a direct link to all your favorite podcast streaming services. So keep an eye out for that. Support the show, support the playlist, and support the music. Let's get to the episode. So right now on the Sunday Night Army, we're going to continue with the music series. I'd like to welcome a special guest to the show, singer-songwriter all the way from the UK, Emma Gale. How are you today?
Hello there. Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for joining me on the show from so far away with the time difference. I really appreciate it, but I'm happy that you've been able to join me today.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it too. Thank you.
Now, I've been listening to your new track for a little bit since I got it, and I want to talk about it, but not just yet. We're going to tease it. We're going to wait a little bit on the show because I want to know more about you. I want to know a little bit of your history and what led you to do what you're doing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was a singer in a band, and I'm older. I'm not going to say how old I am, but I'm older.
Don't say it.
And I started singing in a covers band. So I've kind of done my apprenticeship. I used to sing in Cambridge in the UK. I don't know if you've heard of Cambridge.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So I used to sing in and around Cambridge, in lots of pubs for parties, for weddings, and various events. And I kept doing that. And then I moved to the South Coast, which is where I live now. I live in Weymouth in Dorset now. And I did the same. So I carried on, and I really, really enjoyed gigging at weekends and playing and getting a bit of a following. It was really, really good fun. But as I got older, I kind of realized that I wouldn't be able to do that forever. And I wanted a new direction. So I went to university actually to learn how to write songs. I'd done a university degree for work. So I'd kind of done this master's degree for work. So I decided actually I wanted to do something for myself. Mm-hmm. And I decided to do songwriting. And because I've got the academic side and the experience of singing, they let me join the course. Now I hadn't written much at that point, very little actually, and I didn't really know what I was doing. So that was in 2013. So I started writing songs in and around about 2013. So I'm relatively new to the whole songwriting kind of game. But I tell you what, it opened up something inside of me that I've not been able to stop since. I have to write songs now. It's just something I have to do. So that's why where I started. And actually, as part of the university course, I had to do an album. And although I didn't release that album, I actually got the album together. Mm-hmm. But it was lockdown really that really kind of elevated my songwriting. I went out to Nashville for a songwriting retreat. And that was the week before we all went into lockdown across the world. Mm-hmm. I was due to stay out for an additional week and actually had to come home a week early. And it was when I got home, I kind of started reflecting on the situation that we were in, because it was really quite scary at the time. We were in another country. We didn't know whether we'd be able to get a flight home because I hadn't got a flight booked. So, you know, obviously we were planning to stay out longer. We were sort of hearing reports around the world about, you know, there were blue skies in China, and there were, you know, in my local town, or where I used to live, near Cambridge, there were deer in the streets, you know, in the busy streets near London, there were deer, you know, all of these mm-hmm. things that people were saying, because people were starting to be locked down, people were starting to stay in. And I wrote a song that actually went it was a lockdown viral song, really. It went all over the world. So it was then really that I kind of thought, do you know what, this is what I really want to do. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not easy just to say I want to be a songwriter. You have to work really, really hard at it. Mm-hmm. And I know that's what's going to happen over the next few years. But I absolutely at some point in my life would like to say that I am a full-time songwriter.
Let's get into writing really quick, because like you said, it is a lot of work and it's hard, but something has to drive your inspiration to write these songs. Is there particular issues that inspire you and push you specifically to write most of these tracks?
Well, interestingly, I kind of don't really have something that, you know, I am writing from the heart. I believe when you're writing a song, you are writing from the heart, but I don't really have an agenda. But interestingly enough, I've written a lot about, I've written a few songs about big issues. Mm-hmm. And that would be, so the first one I wrote was about lockdown and, you know, basically, you know, humanity and will we survive? Because at that point, nobody knew. It was a week after we all got locked down. There's another song that I kind of wrote, which is a bit tongue in cheek. Do you have that expression, tongue in cheek?
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, yeah. sometimes it doesn't translate. But it's a bit tongue in cheek in that it's kind of saying enjoy life while you can, because you know, you might not be here tomorrow, essentially. And then I've also been commissioned to write a song for the children of Utah, which is a really random request from a friend via social media. Mm-hmm. And that's about the Great Salt Lake and the fact that it's kind of losing water every year. And so I would have thought, if you'd have said to me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, what would you write about? I would have automatically said love. And I do write about love sometimes. But actually, I'm writing about bigger subjects as well. It's just interesting how they've kind of come out. So, I don't know. I mean, the latest track is about kind of, you know, celebrity. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to what I automatically thought I would, which was love. So, in terms of inspirations or things that inspire me, it can be anything, really.
That's really good. That means there's just no limits. That's perfect.
There's no limits. That's right. Yeah.
Now, you have a unique sound, especially with this track that I have here. It is very unique. Now, anything that particularly influences that?
So I think partly it's my voice, in that I've always said I'm not a proper singer, so I don't do all of the kind of acrobatics that the Mariah Careys or the Adeles or...
Well, come on, everybody can do that.
I just don't sing that way. I don't tend to sing with vibrato. Mm-hmm. So I think really, in a way, I'm kind of hearing that I have got, I mean, I didn't really know what my sound was. I was a cover singer, mm-hmm. so I never really had my own sound, but I think I've recently found it. And it is kind of a little bit laid back. It's a little bit and some of them are kind of a little bit kind of childlike, I suppose, in a way, some of the songs on the album. I don't know where it's come from. It's something that's just kind of appeared, if that makes sense. So, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that's been influenced by anybody. I think it's potentially been influenced by the way I sing.
Now, I want to talk about the album in a little bit, but let's get to this track that we have for everyone today. It's called Showbiz. It's kind of self-explanatory in the name, but why don't you tell me a little bit more about it?
Well, I actually wrote it with my producer. So we were sitting in, we actually wrote this in Huntingdon, and actually it was quite a funny week, really, because he'd come in on the train and it took him a couple of hours, and he said, you know what, I've been reading all these celebrity magazines, and we were working on a song the day before that wasn't quite fitting, and he said, you know what, I've got this idea. He said, I think we should do something about showbiz. You know, we've got lots of celebrities that get married and divorced, and you know, they've actually got divorced before the tattoos dry, you know, the ink's dried on their tattoos, you know. So we were kind of talking through that, and I'd got the music, so I'd already written the music myself, and it was kind of this kind of, you know, it's like a country folky kind of feel. And then, so I said, yeah, great, I'll work on it tonight. I was staying in a little B&B just up the road. And then it started snowing and it snowed. And I don't know if you've been to England, but we're not used to the snow at all. We you know, everything grinds to a halt when we have snow. We literally don't do anything. So I'd never driven in snow before, really. And I got stuck on a hill and I didn't know whether I was going to be able to get home. I was so scared. So eventually I got someone to come along. Eventually they took me back to where I was staying. And I literally had to sit in my room for 3 days on own. And there was just, you know, because there was literally no way in or out of this place that I was in. And so I literally sat down and wrote the song in it, or wrote the rest of the lyric in that room. I think what I like to try and do is kind of a bit, I like clever lyrics and I like play on words, and that's what I've done. I obviously had a lot of time to go through and really perfect those lyrics and get some really clever plays. But I think that's what I've tried to do, and I hope it comes across that way. But actually, more importantly, although it's all about the celebrity and taking, you know, kind of taking the mickey a bit about the way that the celebrities live, I actually think it's a little bit about me as well, and maybe a bit about you. I don't know what you're like with social media, but we all kind of give the best impressions, or we all like to give the best impressions, I think, on social media. So we're all doing our own little bit of celebrity. And actually, the video that I've done that goes with the song kind of reflects that as well. So I think it's kind of a play on all of our lives, if you like.
That's fantastic. I think everybody should hear it right now. So let's play it. Here is Showbiz, Emma Gale, right here on the Sunday Night Army.
She got a drawn face in the morning, puts on a painted smile, putting off the agony and putting on the style.
Showbiz. Running
down the aisle, they're walking arm in arm. Hear the church bells ring, but it's just a false alarm.
Show business. Show business.
No business. All show. Couple discount surgery, the plastic takes a bashing. Love rant sells a story, affection for a cash.
Show business. Show business.
Lawyer on the speed dial, they're waiting for the call. Prenuptial at the ready to stop and take it all.
Show business. Show business.
Monday morning blues, musing on the night before and reading bad reviews. It rained on this charade, the latest love's gone missing. She stopped his Instagram, now his tattoo needs a fixing. Hello at the door with a deal for her exclusive. She'll need to find a fella fast, not leave it down to Cupid. Fake smile at the camera, teeth shine out bright white. This darker side to romance beyond the flashing lights. It's a breakup, a makeup, a very, very public take up. No business, all show.
Wow. There you go. That was Showbiz, Emma Gale, right here on the Sunday Night Army. So the album, this is a self-titled album, came out Friday, 18th of March of this year.
Yeah.
How many tracks and what is that all about? The idea behind it.
So as I said earlier, there's 10 tracks on the album. I've actually recorded 15. I've actually got some more. Whether they will make a second, I mean, I've said I can't afford to make a second album, I don't know. But but I mean, it's kind of, once you've started, I don't think there's much stopping. You know, it's one of those things, I think, right. It kind of grows. But I've got 10 songs on there. They were originally written for my album as part of my master's degree. Now, so what I had to start with was kind of a bunch of kind of eclectic tracks that didn't really match, really. So I had a little bit of rock and a bit of country and a little bit of folk. And so what I then did was kind of try to pull it all together into one thread. And I am so lucky that I know some really fantastic guitarists. Mm-hmm. So I managed to get a guy called Melvin Duffy to play pedal steel, and he's in a really good band called First Aid Kit, and they're a Swedish band. He's also in a famous UK band called Squeeze. They're an older band. They were kind of around in the 90s, but they're still touring, and they just come back from the US. So I was really lucky to get him. I'm really name dropping now.
And then
the other guitarist. Have you heard of a band called The Pretenders?
Yes.
So the other guitarist, his name's Robbie McIntosh. He's actually a friend of mine. He lives locally. He's also played on the album as well.
Oh, wow.
So I was really lucky to get some fantastic guitarists. And my husband as well. He's doing some instrumentation as well, so I must mention my husband. But we were able to kind of pull it into the Americana style, which I think has really, really suited those tracks. So going from kind of a little bit kind of this and that, I've really pulled it together, and it's got quite a really rootsy Americana sound now, and I am so proud of it. I mean, to do the album itself was a dream, but to do an album in the way that it's turned out has just been, you know, an incredible dream. So in terms of the songs themselves, again, there are a couple of love songs on there. There's a couple of kind of the life songs as well. You know, there's loss, love, life, loss, if you like. But yes, there's quite a nice mix. And I think most people should like something on there as well, which is what I wanted to do as well, because not everybody's going to like everything you do, are they? So I hope somebody will like something on there.
That's fantastic. Now, we just started this year. We're a few months in. Any other goals for the rest of the year that you're planning on doing?
So I said my dream is to become a songwriter. So I've written the Great Salt Lake song. Mm-hmm. That's going to be released in May now. And I'm really hoping at some point or another I can get out to Utah to meet with the lady that commissioned the song and the children that hopefully will play it. So that will be a really big goal for me. And the other thing is as well, I'm also really keen on writing for other artists. So whilst I want to be a songwriter, I never actually intended to be Emma Gale. I was always going to be someone on the credits that was going to be writing. You know, my dream is to write a hit for Adele. so you know, that's my biggest goal of all, is just to keep writing with lots of different people, you know, build some, make some new friends, write more songs. And then, you know, hopefully as time goes on, I'll be seen as kind of, someone that people want to write songs with. And then who knows, one day I might find my Ed Sheeran, I don't know, or my Adele, I don't know. But that's my ultimate goal, really, is to be one of the people that are on the credits.
That's fantastic. That's a great goal to have. Now, you have a website, emmagale.com.
Yeah, I do.
Now, besides that, which social media would you like everyone to follow your journey along on?
Well, you can find me on Emma Gale on Facebook. So, and I do reply to everybody. So if somebody wants to send me a message, I will absolutely reply. I've got, I'm on Twitter as well, M Gale, I think, and Instagram. I use Instagram. Although, to be honest, I don't really know how it works fully yet. So I'm getting to grips with Instagram, but I do use it. So any of those, and as I say, you know, I will reply to people if they want to get in touch. Anyone wants to do a co-write, I'd be up for a co-write. So, yeah, we'll write a hit for Adele.
Perfect. Now, of course, with this episode, you guys can find Emma Gale tagged on all social media, wherever available with this show. So make it nice and easy right under the show description. Emma Gale's right there. Click, like, subscribe, follow. And of course, the music's going to be available on the Spotify playlist. You guys can go and play the track, add the playlist to your rotation, and give it some spins. There we go. Emma Gale, thank you for coming on the show and talking to me today.
Oh, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you giving me the time. Thank you.